here's a story from The World.
The Irish Prime Minister today issued a formal state apology to the survivors of Ireland's mother and baby homes, places where unmarried Irish women and girls were sent when they became pregnant from the 1920s right up until the 1990s.
And so on behalf of the government, the state and its citizens, I apologize for the profound generational wrong visited upon Irish mothers and their children who ended up in a mother and baby home or a county home.
The Prime Minister's apology follows a five-year investigation. The findings, he said, reveal a dark, difficult, and shameful chapter in Irish history. The World's Europe correspondent Orla Barry reports.
Frances Timmins was born in Madonna House, a mother and baby home in Dublin, in 1971. His mother, an unmarried woman, was kept at another institution and was rarely allowed to see her son. Timmins was still a child when he left the home, but he tells me his bad memories of his time there.
I do remember the very harsh place. I would have memories of an awful lot of upset and tears and crying and just generally not being happy.
Timmins, like many children in these homes, was included in two vaccine trials when he was just a toddler. His mother didn't give her consent. At the age of four, he was fostered out to a family, and he tells me the trauma of those first few years have stayed with him.
You know, I went to a foster family and I was abused in the house, the foster family I went to. So kind of, I had a lot of resentment. I drank a lot, did a lot of different things that so I had a very negative influence, I suppose, right into my late 20s, I suppose.
Timmins now runs a helpline for the survivors. He says struggles with addiction and relationship problems are common among many of those he talks to. Babies born in these homes were often fostered out or put up for adoption, many times against their mother's wishes, and some were sent to families abroad, mainly to the US. Today's report comes about following dogged research by a local historian in Galway. In 2012, Catherine Corliss uncovered records showing almost 800 babies had died in a mother and baby home in her local area of Tuam over a 40-year period. But she found no records of where the babies were buried.
Okay, all these deaths, where are they buried? They're not in the main Tuam graveyard. They're not in the mother's hometown graveyards. It is becoming quite obvious what had happened.
In 2017, an inquiry concluded what Corliss had suspected, that many of the babies had been buried in unmarked graves in the grounds of the home, some in an unused sewage tank. This week's report looks at 18 of those mother and baby homes in Ireland and found that 9,000 children died in those institutions over 60 years. That's 15% of all babies born there. Many of the mothers were also subjected to cruel emotional abuse, particularly during childbirth. Taoiseach Micheál Martin, the Irish Prime Minister, says the findings present a shameful image of Ireland.
It opens a window onto a deeply misogynistic culture in Ireland over several decades, with serious and systematic discrimination against women, especially those who gave birth outside marriage.
Mother and baby homes existed in other countries too, but more unmarried women were kept in these institutions in Ireland than anywhere else. The homes were financed by the Irish state and run mainly by the Catholic Church. But the Taoiseach says Irish society has to take collective responsibility for what happened.
We treated women exceptionally badly. We treated children exceptionally badly. We had a completely warped attitude to sexuality and intimacy. One hard truth in all of this is that all of society was complicit in it.
The Irish Prime Minister's comments have sparked anger among survivors. They say blaming society as a whole removes responsibility from the state, and in particular the Catholic Church. Here's historian Catherine Corliss speaking to Irish broadcaster RTE.
The apology from the state is not enough. The religious and the church must be brought into it and not to blame it all in society. Why is he picking out society? There's a lot of us as survivors desperately upset over that.
Last night, the leader of the Catholic Church in Ireland, Archbishop Eamon Martin, did issue a statement of apology. He says the church was part of a culture in which people were frequently stigmatised, judged and rejected. All these reports of abuse in homes run by religious orders have been deeply damaging to the Catholic Church in Ireland. Michael Kelly is editor of the Irish Catholic newspaper.
The damage has been immense. The moral credibility of the church in many ways is in tatters in this country. And I think the depressing thing for the church to reflect on is this is all a result of its own making.
But Kelly tells me, despite the damage, the number of people going to Mass every week in Ireland remains among the highest in Europe. Round 1 in 3, he says. But the influence of the church in day-to-day life is massively reduced.
Certainly, if you were to compare it to large parts of the 20th century, the church has very, very little public influence. In the political sphere, I would say the church is considerably weakened. And I think that is no bad thing, because the church, when it's at its best, should be on the side of the marginalised, not siding with the powerful.
For survivors like Timmins, the report is a long time coming, but he's not convinced it goes far enough. Timmins says a criminal investigation needs to be launched into why or how thousands of babies died in these institutions.
Any information in regards to those children dying should be investigated by the police force in Ireland. We need to know exactly what happened. We're supposed to, you know, heal and move on. We will need to know the full truth.
Timmins says he wants an assurance from the Irish government that survivors of mother and baby homes will be looked after in their old age, and that the inquiry's recommendations are fully implemented. Above all, he says, don't let this be yet another report that ends up gathering dust on the desk of an Irish Prime Minister. For The World, I'm Orla Barry.